1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Do you know, Mr. Doe, you know about the Chavo case?
Phil, I only know what I've seen in the newspapers. I really don't want to comment on the Terry Chavo case. I know how difficult this is for that family.
You're going through the same thing, though. We should let our listeners know.
That is correct.
How long has your wife been in a coma?
Carol received a very serious head injury 3 years ago. She was in and out of consciousness for about 2 days, and then she went into a coma. And that would have been in April of 2002, almost 3 years ago.
And has she been, as they say, in this vegetative state ever since?
Yes, sir, that is correct. And
do you have any feelings on this whole idea of removing feeding tubes? And
well, I don't personally understand it. I would never do that. I will tell you, Phil, that I was, and I am, Carol's husband. I'm sure you understand that when a woman is, or a man, is no longer there for you as a wife or as a husband, and I think we've seen this in other cases, you do move on with your life, but you'd never stop being a husband and a partner to that person when they need it, and I think Carol needs right now, she needs my input in this situation, because I live with her, I love her. She was my wife. We talked an awful lot about these kinds of things.
Did she ever express to you what she would want done? Were she in a situation where she was it was life threatening, or they were considering removing life support, that kind of thing?
We talked about it in general terms. I think I knew Carol's mind on it. I think Carol was a very devout Catholic. She was very much a respecter of what she felt was a so-called right to life, and I respect that very much. I think you need to understand, and I think your listeners should understand, that there is an enormous emotional and financial burden that is carried by the husband, in my case, that the oftentimes the family can't meet. But what we've been able to do, and I'm very pleased, at least in this very tragic circumstance, at least in our situation, Mr. Cernelia and myself hopefully can come to an agreement on removing the feeding tube. I felt it.
You want to remove this feeding tube?
I feel that it is the right thing to do for Carol. I don't think she'd want to live this way.
Obviously, her family feels differently.
Yes. But we are trying to avoid the kind of acrimony that we've been seeing in the news with other families, without naming any family specifically, because, again, I do not want to comment on situations that I have no real knowledge of. I only know what we're going through. In 1996, we were moving into a new home, Carol and I. She received a head injury while we were moving. The doctor told us she had a severe concussion. He wasn't sure how severe. She was in and out of consciousness. She went into a coma during the night. And she has been in that vegetative state ever since.
And how often do you go to see her?
Her family's out there, they're in Arizona. They take care of her. She's got a sister and a cousin.
Do you go to see her, though?
I haven't been out there to see her. I probably not as much as I should.
When was the last time you saw your wife? I'm just curious. So what did she look like?
Well, I haven't seen her in about a year and a half.
Why not?
Well, I guess my question now is, why do you want to know what your interest is?
No, I'm sorry. I no interest. I'm just curious as to the last time you saw your wife.
Well, it's been a while. And
I know I know this is sensitive, and please forgive me, but I want to know the accommodations. You say you and her father came to an accommodation?
Well, I think that this is the way it can happen. I'll tell you, the last thing I want to see is that feeding tube removed from Carol. That's the last thing, and I'm in agreement with the family on that.
So there's no real disagreement?
There's no real disagreement, no. But, and this isn't even a disagreement, I simply said to her father, Jim Versini, I said, Jim, when we had a conversation about this, I said to him, I don't want to have the feeding tube removed, but by the same token, I'm the husband and I can do that if I want to, and I don't want to do that. And I asked him at that time what kind of an accommodation he and I could come to in terms of the bills, hospital bills and this, and I have said to him that I think it would be very helpful in terms of me being able to take care of Carol if he and I could come to a restructuring, for instance, of his business interest, whereby I become a, I have a fiduciary interest.
Well, are you saying that you and her father have become, you want to become a partner in his business?
Well, I want, you know, the way you're putting it, it sounds a little tough. I simply said, I said to him.
Well, that's what you're saying, though, right?
I'm saying to him that I do not, and he knows, I don't want to pull the tube from Carol any more than he does. But, you know, I got to sit back and say, okay, so what do I get, you know, when all is said and done? Because I'm married to a woman who's looking, you know, at the ceiling, and he gets to go home to, you know, a woman who's you know, not, obviously she's do a lot more than that. So I said to him,
well, how has he responded to this?
I don't know yet. I have told him that that's what I'm going to expect, and I'm just saying to other families out there who go through this, there is another way, and that is if you have a disagreement about whether or not the feeding tube should be pulled, there is another way. The husband could be cut in financially on some of the business interests, some of the, you know, whatever capital, or however you want to do it. Make it, in other words, so you're not just make, I think the husbands are treated badly in this situation, that's all. And if you could do something for the husband.
In terms of finances, is what you're saying.
I'm just saying, why make him the bad guy when he could be given a piece of the business and not made to feel like he's some kind of a piece of garbage, that's all.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Vernon Dozier, whose wife, Carol Dozier, has been in a coma ever since an accident at their home in 2002. Correct, Mr. Dozier?
That's correct, yes.
All right. And the question has come up as to whether there will be the feeding tube is going to be pulled. You say you don't want to do it, but you're willing to, and the family is not willing to, but you don't want to do it, but you want to have some financial...
I think it sounds a little rough when you put it that way.
Well, you don't want to pull the feeding tube from her, but you have asked that you have a fiduciary interest in his business?
Again, I think it sounds a little rough when you put it that way, Phil. I simply want to be more a part of the family. That's all. I just want to be made to feel like I'm more a part of the family. I've been cut out of this process. I've been made to look like a bad guy. I told him I don't want to pull the feeding tube. I don't want to. They try to make me look like a bad guy here and say I'm the one that wants to pull a feeding tube on Carol. No, I don't. But why can't they make me feel like I'm not such, you know, a really low piece of nothing?
And well, being a part of the family in your book means that you want to be cut in on the financial end of her father's business. Am I right or am I wrong about that?
I think you're putting it in kind of a rough way.
Well, I mean, all right, how would you put it?
I would like, yes, I'd like to be brought in financially. Financially, yes. I don't want to see her die. I don't want to see Carol die. I don't want to see her starve to death. I don't want to see her dehydrated. And I told her father, I said, I don't want that to happen. So why don't you and I reach an agreement? Otherwise, it'd break my heart to watch that girl starve to death as her parents sit there and see their own daughter starve to death because her father's being selfish, is all I'm saying.
Well, if you forgive me, Mr. Dozier, it sounds to me like you're saying that the girl dies unless you get a piece of the business.
No, that is not it at all, sir, and I resent the way you put it.
All right, then if I'm not understanding, please forgive me, but that's the way it came across to me.
No, I simply said to him, I don't want to see that girl die of starvation and dehydration any more than you do. And I would hate like heck to be standing at the door of the hospital room looking at you and your wife, staring at that girl, shaking my head, putting my hands in my pocket, and just going off to get another automated cup of coffee because you were selfish about it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Am I crazy, or does it sound to me like the guy wants money? The gentleman we're talking to is Vernon Dozier, going through a situation with his wife, Carol, who has been comatose since the spring of 2005. And he and the family have gone back and forth about removing the feeding tube. Mr. Dozier has approached her family that he would be willing to leave the feeding tube in if he says he's made to feel more like a member of the family. That's how he put it. But basically what that means is he wants, or he is asking for a part, or at least a piece, or maybe even a partnership in her father's business. It's a building supply business, by the way, in Bisbee, Arizona, which apparently is very lucrative. Mr. Jim Versinia, who owns that, is Carol's father. 1-800-4, is this a solution? And I know, you know, we're talking to Mr. Dozier. He says this is possibly a solution to any family that's facing this, where the husband is at odds with the in-laws. Is there a way that you can get the husband to not be at odds with you if you can bring him more into the family financially? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. It's either that or your daughter dies. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Talking with Vernon Dozier, a man who has gone through this thing, this very thing that the Chavo family's going through right now. Are you at a sporting event right now?
I'm actually at a tennis match, Phil. A friend of mine is in the 35-plus bracket, and she's doing very, very well. So
you mentioned that you've moved on, right?
I have a girlfriend right now. Which is neither here nor there, but I think anybody who's got a situation like mine where your wife is comatose and she's not able to, be a wife to you, you do move on. But my only point is, in the case of Carol, my wife, who has been in a coma since 2002, I don't want to pull the tube on her. I don't want to pull the feeding tube. I don't want to give the direction to, there has to be some incentive for me, is all I'm saying. And
well, isn't the incentive for you being able to keep your wife alive?
Not really, because I don't understand.
What would you? There has to be some incentive for you.
I've got hospital bills, and I'm coming to the hospital, and I'm staring at a woman who's, looking not too good. And so, if they want to keep her alive, is all I'm saying. I said to her father, if you want to keep her alive, then let's start to talk.
If you want to keep her alive, let's talk money.
Well, you're making that sound like that's bad. You see,
well, I mean, that's what you're saying, isn't it?
I'm saying to the family, if you want to keep this girl alive, who's your daughter,
but your wife?
Yeah, she's my wife. Yeah, that's why I get. If you want to keep her alive, then let's start talking about what it's going to take here.
And for you, it means you get a piece of her father's business.
I think that's only fair for what I've had to put up with from her family. As well as her and...
All right, so now we've got an issue. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Dozier, his wife Carol has been in a coma for 3 years, and he's not sure whether they're going to pull a feeding tube or not on her, but a lot has to do with her father and whether or not he gives you a piece of his business, correct?
I think I've said that a number of times, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Glenda. Go ahead, Glenda.
I think this is... totally ridiculous. I've had family members suffer and be in comas, and I would want to take out the feeding tube so that they don't suffer, so that they're not living this life of pain and not being doing.
That's how I feel.
Not being able to comprehend. If that was how you felt, which is what I thought in the beginning, I would support you. But now, you're willing to still let her go through that pain just because you got some money and got cut into the family business and was made a part of the family, then you're not doing it because you don't want her to be in pain.
See,
you're doing it because you want something out of it.
That's what it sounds like to us, Mr. Dozier.
No, let me explain. I agree with you, Glenda. I want her to be out of her pain. I want to pull the feeding tube, but I just want her to come to an end. Okay. The family doesn't want that to happen. So I said to them, okay, you don't want it to happen. I do want it to happen. I believe in everybody trying to make, I don't know what you want to call it, a compromise. So then I said to her father, well, all right, well, what, you mean you're telling me you wouldn't do that?
You said to her father,
If it was so important to you to not see her in pain, to not see her suffer and go through the pain and go through the suffering of being on a tube, then why would you compromise and accept to let her go through that pain just for money?
It's very important for me that she is able to die a death with dignity by removing that feeding tube. But I got to put up with her family, see? Same way as I had to put up with her. I mean, I love her, but I still had to put up with her, right? So I'm saying, all right, if it's that important to you, then let's talk turkey. I mean, her father has got about a $300 million building supply business.
Well, so you're willing to let her go through this suffering for money?
I didn't say that at all.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. If you get a piece of this $300 million building supply business...
Well, what am I supposed to do?
If you're so against
walk
her suffering, then you're supposed to stick to your guns and not compromise because you get a piece of the money.
I'm just saying
this. Fighting it so that they can pull the plug.
Look at
this. So they can take the tube out.
The situation in Florida with that Chavo family, that husband wouldn't be battling them if the in-laws weren't so cheap. And if they...
Whoa. If the in-laws paid him off?
Well, have they tried to come up with a dollar? Have they come to him and said, what's your number? What's your number to get the tube pulled?
What's your number to get the tube pulled?
Okay, you guys can laugh about it. I'm living it.
All right, thank you, Glenda. 1-800-449-8686. Jeremy, go ahead.
Yes, man. Listen to this guy, man. This guy's sound kind of sick, man. I mean, I'm not married at all, but if I'm right, you know, when you get married to somebody, you know, that's a bond that you should never break. You know what I'm saying? You say till death do you part. And it's like this guy's kind of sick by saying that, oh, well, you know, if you give me a couple more $1,000 in my pocket,
well, wait a minute.
I'm fine.
I'm in a situation here where they want her to live, and I want her to live. But they get to have their daughter, and what do I get?
Your wife.
She's not...
Exactly.
Wait. My wife, she's laying there with her head cocked back, staring up at the ceiling like she's enjoying the wallpaper.
And so you say you'll be okay with that if you got a couple more $1,000 in your pocket?
Well, they get to have their daughter, and she's... All right, let's say she stays alive.
And you get to get rich, right? They get to have their daughter, and you get to get rich.
See, that's what the way it's coming down here, Mr. Dozier, to what you're talking about.
Well, you guys are misunderstanding. If you think I'm doing this for money, then you guys are misunderstanding me.
Well, then you need to explain it better.
I'm simply saying, yes, okay, you're right. I'll give you guys that much. I'm saying to her father, I said to him, you want her alive so bad, why don't you, what kind of business you do in a month?
See, that's kind of sick. I understand if you wanted some money because, you know, it was like, you know, going towards the bills that you have, all these past due bills with the hospital bills and all that.
Yeah.
But besides the balance of that, you shouldn't want no more money than that.
I do have a lot of bills. A lot of them have to do with Carol. A lot of them have to do with the new lady that I have in my life. Danielle is a tennis player. She's on the over 35 circuit.
And what does she have to do? What does she have to do with your wife?
Good question.
Huh?
Yeah, it's a good question. What does she have to do with your wife?
Let me tell you, gentlemen, something. When you have a woman in your life who's accustomed to... Are you familiar with the term high maintenance, gentlemen? Either one of you guys know what that means?
Right.
You got a girlfriend that's high maintenance?
I have a woman who I'd like to make my wife someday that's high maintenance, yes.
So you have two wives then? Aren't you married right now, Steve?
As soon as Carol dies... Okay, look, I'm asking for $3,000 a month.
What?
To keep the tube in.
To go towards what?
To keep the tube in, Carol.
Okay.
$3,000 a month is all I'm asking.
$3,000?
I beg your pardon?
To keep the tube in, or you want $3,000? So you want her to live, you're saying?
I want her to live, but if they'll pay me $3,000 a month, I'll let her live. Otherwise...
Okay, you kind of like you're saying two different things. You want $3,000 to keep her alive, but then you're saying you want her to die so you can keep up with your high.
Well, she's gonna die. You know that, and I know that. All right. As soon as she dies, then Danielle and I have made arrangements at the little chapel in Palos Verdes But I
okay. So in other words, you are three G's a month to take care of a high maintenance girlfriend. As soon as the wife dies, anyway, you're going to marry the high maintenance girlfriend. You want $3,000 a month from your father-in-law to keep the feeding tube in her.
And I really resent the way both of you guys make me sound like I'm some kind of a scumbag. You know.
Well, you're coming off sounding like a scumbag, if you don't mind me saying, because you're saying $3,000 a month and the tube stays in her. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Mr. Vernon Dozier, whose wife's been in a coma. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Vernon Dozier joins me. Mr. Dozier is in a similar situation to another high-profile family in the news. Mr. Dozier's wife, Carol, has been in a coma since 2002, going on 3 years. You have made no you've made no bones about the fact that you've moved on with your life. You say that you have a new woman in your life, that you are burdened with the hospital bills, and that you are trying to reach some financial accommodation with your in-laws so that, as you said, the feeding tube stays in her.
Yeah, and you, I don't know.
Well, I mean, and so you don't hear the tacit, or not a tacit, but the implied threat that unless you get your money, you pull the feeding tube?
I don't like the way you put it, Phil. What I'm saying is...
I think that's how you're putting it.
No, what I'm saying is I need for my fiancé, she's not my fiancé yet because Carol's still alive, but as soon as Carol would die... You know, then finally she and I could become engaged, and that's $3,000 a month for her because of she's got car payments, $3,000 for me, and $1,500 for her. She has a pet, apparently a very, very expensive Afghan dog, so that's $7,500 a month. And I said to her father, $7,500 a month, and you can come to the hospital and you can look at your little daughter laying there staring at the false ceiling. I don't know what to say.
Isn't that a little insensitive to say to a family that wants their daughter to live?
I happen to be her husband.
Well, you say $7,500 a month and you can come to the hospital and look at your daughter staring at a false ceiling.
No, I'm talking about the fake tiles they have in the hospital.
I know what you're talking about. It just seems to me like it's all coming down to money, that's all.
Well, you know, Phil, I'm sorry to destroy your little illusions about life. You know, welcome to the real world.
Sir, I live in the real world. Believe me, I just... All right, 1-800-449-8686. Gene, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. How are you this evening?
Fine, thank you.
Is this gentleman's wife totally brain dead at this time?
Yeah, she's all messed up.
Ah, okay. Now, what would you do if her mother and father weren't in the position that they're in financially? What would you do if they weren't there, financially speaking?
Well, then there wouldn't be any problem, would there? I mean, they're the ones that are giving me the pushback.
No, there wouldn't be any problem. I mean, the situation I'm looking at from where I hear what you're talking about is,
yes, sir,
is that you're putting your wife up on a block for
no,
sitting.
Sir, I'm not. No, sir, I'm
well,
not.
Well, wait, that's what it
wait,
sounds like
wait,
to
wait
me, too.
Listen,
no, I'm not doing that at all. I'm simply saying...
But let me ask you this
you're
question.
You're telling me if they weren't there... Well, what do you mean if they weren't there? They're
if
the
they weren't
are...
there, if they weren't here
right.
now, financially or any other way,
right.
what would you do? Would you automatically pull the plug at that point
well, they're
in time?
Not, there's nobody there to start screaming at me about it.
Well, then...
Well, you said that you'd never pull the plug on her.
I wouldn't pull the plug on her, but I got a lot of people
there,
yelling at me about it.
If they weren't there...
Well, who's going to pay for it?
That's my question.
Are you going to pay for it? Hey, can I call Gene? Hey, Gene, will you lend me a few $100,000 a year so I can pay my wife? No, you're not going to do that.
Well,
all these people that have got all those signs that say, let her live, they going to pay? No, they're not going to do it. See,
no, my statement is this.
And believe me, today's hospitals, they're not running them on charity. Those doctors are out golfing at River Ridge for a reason.
Okay, let me just right. say the way I feel. Let me just say the way I feel. I feel there's an awful lot of issues that you're bringing up here on the show
right.
with a low moral attitude. Number one, you're looking for someone to pay their bill for the hospital. You're looking for someone to give you money so you can live. You're looking for someone to give you money for your girlfriend. And then you haven't been to the hospital in a year and a half, and you still say you love her.
Now, let's also bring up the fact here, Gene, that you said that she has a dog that needs $1,500 a month.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Dog,
well, you guys can laugh about it if you want. Excuse me. Do either one of you gentlemen have girlfriends or wives?
Yes. I have a wife, yes.
Okay. You guys know how it is. When you're first courting a woman, it's expensive.
Well, certainly it's expensive. I'm not looking for my father-in-law to pay for my bills for my girlfriend if I had a girlfriend.
Well, you're not going to look for your father-in-law to pay for your girlfriend's bills unless there's something that you've got to give him or to sell him.
Well, that's what you're doing. You're selling him his daughter's life.
You're holding his daughter's life out in front of him like a carrot in front of a donkey, and you're saying if you don't jump to my whistles, she's going to die.
You're saying $7,500 or the girl dies.
Boy, you guys are lower than low. And I would say to the host of this program, for you...
That's what you're saying. You said the tube comes out unless you get $7,500 a month.
Did I use those words at all?
No, you didn't use those words, Mr. Dozier, but you're saying...
I've got a 35-year-old former flight attendant who's a 35-plus champion tennis player. Now, I'm going to tell both of you gentlemen, and I'm going to say it in plain English, she's a piece of ass. Okay?
Well, that's understandable,
all right.
Ms. Kitchman. But the point
okay.
is this. How do you have the guts to go to a man who's your father-in-law and say to him, I want you to pay for my girlfriend. I want you to support me and my girlfriend while your daughter, my wife, which I'm supposed to be devoted to, is laying up in that hospital. And if you weren't here, I'd pop the plug. But since you are here and since you got the money, I'm going to hold this out and let you pay me.
Do we live in America? Yes. Is this a free enterprise system? Yes. Are we...
With a human being's life?
It's not with a human being's life. I got a girlfriend, for better or for worse, that likes rare orchids. That's $500 a month. I got another...
Forget about what her price tag is. We're talking about the fact that, as Gene said, there is a lot of low moral... attitude and condition being set here.
Well, I resent that. I'm just saying they want her to live. Here's the bottom line, and we can negotiate it.
Okay, let me just
all
say
right,
this.
Gene, I got to move on to another call. I got to move on. Thank you very much, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Andrew. Andrew, go ahead.
Mr. Dozier.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to enlighten you a little bit as far as why you are appearing in such a negative light right now. The only way you could appear in a positive light is if you were to convey that what you want to do is move on with your life,
yeah.
and that the family isn't letting you do that.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Exactly, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. And so you would tell the family, look, I need to move on with my life.
Right.
If you want to keep her alive, then you're going to have to take over the bills and whatever.
I'm getting all kinds of pushback from the host of the show.
Excuse me, sir. I'm the host of the show.
Hold on. He's giving
me a lot of hard time, and this other guy, the gentleman
Mr.
I'm speaking
Dozier.
To. Yes, sir. Sir, do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do, actually.
All right. She costs you a lot of money? Yes. Is it worth it? Yes.
Right, but the problem is, the reason why you're looking like really not a good person is because you're treating her like a commodity, and you're saying things like piece of ass, and instead of referencing your wife, you know.
I wasn't talking about.
I think you used her as like this girl, right?
No, sir.
Very condescending remarks.
Right.
And you talk about reality. Welcome to reality, dude. You treat your ex-wife like a commodity, like you are, despite what your initial intentions are, you're going to look like an ass.
No, sir. I mentioned my girlfriend as a piece of you-know-what, not my wife.
Right, but that reflects on you. Do you not realize that? That attitude towards your new girlfriend reflects on how you treat other people and reflects directly on how you treated your wife.
Danielle knows what she's got. She doesn't mind being considered that. I mean, look at...
Regardless of how she wants to be treated, it still reflects on you.
Let's talk about how your wife... And I want to just say this. Bottom line. If you don't get $7,500 a month, does the feeding tube get pulled on your wife?
I don't think the question is fair.
No, come on. If you don't get the $7,500 a month plus a piece of your father-in-law's business, do you pull the feeding tube on your wife, Carol?
I don't see how I can possibly keep the feeding tube in unless I'm given certain financial considerations.
But I don't see how you correlate your financial considerations with your current life.
I have bills.
You got bills. Hold on, Andrew.
Come up with the number based on, you know, the bills for caring for your wife. How does it correlate with your new lifestyle or you know, stuff? I don't understand the relation.
What do you mean? She likes rare orchids. That's five bills a month.
All right, hold on for a minute. Both of you guys. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Vernon Dozier, whose wife has been in a coma since 2000, and he is prepared to pull the feeding tube unless he gets certain financial considerations from her family. And I'm telling you, that's what he's saying. He's going to scream at me when we come back from the break because he says, that's not what I mean. That's exactly what he's saying. And why? Because his girlfriend is a 35-plus tennis champion, a former flight attendant who's a piece of you-know-what. And she needs $3,500 a month plus $1,500 a month for her dog. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Because of that,
I'm back with Mr. Vernon Dozier. I realize, sir, that you're going through something that few of us go through. You are living with your wife is on a breathing apparatus. She's been in a coma for 3 years. The family wants her kept alive. It is financially difficult for you as the husband. And even as I'm talking to you about this, you're sitting at a tennis match that your girlfriend's involved in, the one that you said needs $3,500 a month for rare orchids, for her car payment.
Well, you want to keep concentrating on that, and that's fine. I want the dignity for Carol to die. I want her to die with dignity, all right? Or, and there's always two sides, I want her to die with dignity, or her parents want to fight me on that. They don't want her to die with dignity. They want her to stay alive with a tube in her. Good for you. Have fun. But where does that leave me? For the first time in my life, I have a woman in my life. Yes, that is very lovely. And I don't know whether or not you have checked the ads in medical journals lately, but breast enhancement is very expensive. I've got a girlfriend that wants that. I wanted to have that.
And you want your father-in-law to pay for it?
Yeah.
So he pays for it, and then you keep the feeding tube in your wife.
Right. And when I say that, all of a sudden I'm Adolf Hitler. Thank you. Thanks very much, because that's what you're...
I haven't done that. You've been saying it.
No, that's what you and your listeners are saying to me, because for the first time in my life, I've got something in my life that's... I'll tell you right now, you don't want me to use the word piece of you-know-what.
Yeah, but you know what? You still need some cash for the breast enhancement.
She wants it. I don't care.
Right.
You calling me a liar?
No, well, sir, you know. Here's Terry on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, I'd like to ask Mr. Dozier a question. With respect to what you're asking for to maintain your lifestyle, I don't see anything different than if your wife was in good health and you were not her husband, you kidnapped her and then contacted her father and said you would give her back if he paid you $7,500 a month and part interest in the business.
I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Well, he's saying that you're asking for a ransom.
What is he talking about if I kidnapped her? I haven't kidnapped my wife, sir.
Well, you haven't kidnapped her, but I don't see any difference between what you're asking for than somebody that kidnapped Frank Sinatra Jr. from Frank Sinatra and wants money if he wants to see his son back again. I don't see
what?
Any difference. Maybe you
what?
Can tell me.
What are you talking about, man? Frank Sinatra?
Well,
Christ in a car seat. I've got a wife.
Hold on. He's referencing an old kidnapping case.
An old kidnapping case? Who kidnapped Frank Sinatra
Jr.
Kidnapped
your
Frank
wife
Sinatra?
Hostage.
Are you saying that Frank Sinatra's son kidnapped him?
No, he didn't kidnap him. He had kidnappers kidnap him, and then they asked his father if he wanted him back to make a payment.
Who?
And you're asking her father if they want the daughter back, then they've got to pay for your high maintenance lifestyle. I don't see any difference between that.
I'm going to tell
you,
and this is a little bit of a joke, but I think my wife's getting more oxygen to her brain right now than you are. And
that's a lousy joke.
Well. This guy's going on about Frank Sinatra.
All right, look, I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686.
I swear to the living Christ that my wife is getting more juice to her head than that last...
Get out of here! 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Madden 2003. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Right. She just won the last set, so we're out of here for a second.
That's nice, but we're talking about your wife who's in a coma.
I know that, Mr. Hendry. I'm...
Can we get on with this?
Hold on. Yeah. Come on.
Can we get on with the interview, sir?
Hold on. Come on. Oh, what a...
Yeah!
All right, we're out of here.
Can we get on with this interview, sir?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to watch that last point. I'm sorry.
We're talking about your wife being in a coma, and you're watching your girlfriend in a tennis match.
Well, excuse me for having a life.
Well, your wife doesn't have one, sir.
And that's dirty pool right there.
All right, let me go over to Rose. Rose, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, Rose. Go ahead.
Good. Hi. I just want to say you are so cold-hearted. You're at a dang tennis match.
You're talking about the host?
Pardon
She's
me?
Talking about you, man, not me.
No, I'm talking about the other guy.
I'm cold-hearted.
Yes, you are.
Why?
Because I've been watching it on TV. I felt sorry for you at first. And now I've been hearing on the radio what you're saying.
Yeah?
What is your wife to you?
Right now, what she is to me right now?
Yeah.
Is about $10,000 a month.
Is that all you care about is money?
That's all the hospital cares about. Ouch! Got you on that one, didn't I? Yeah, the hospital cares about money. No, I'm paying them with my good looks. Jesus.
What?
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.